The Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the Morning Sickness. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. Creepy Big Dick Toledo back and ready to go with allergies in tow. Everybody I talk to's got them right now. Hit me Saturday night after my glorious, what felt like 6 months at the Mountain Shadow staycation. Oh,
Mountain Shadows. Back. Where's that?
Oh, it's right on the other side of that mountain there, that beautiful Camelback, and it is just, oh.
Montalcia.
Did you go?
No.
Oh, man. No, it's not by Montalcia. Please, that is a different resort. If you're going to blab properly. No, Mountain Shadows is down the road. Yeah, Montalcia. I don't even know if that's, all right, close enough. Either way, awesome. Every couple days, I just call up and go ahead and extend this for a couple more days. Like, wow, you really like it here. I'm like, I do. I'm going to live. I get the apartment. It's so amazing.
Really? Is it a pricey bitch?
It's not cheap, Eric. It's not a cheap.
Really? Could I do it?
It's not cheap, Eric. I'll throw up numbers with my fingers and you add the zeros, okay? Watch. I don't have enough fingers.
It's a lot of zeros.
It's a lot. It's a lot of fingers. And then one of those and then two of those. I don't care. I want to live in it. I want to live in a hotel house for the rest of my life.
It's nice.
It's unbelievable. Hotel house is living.
Like that prince from Saudi Arabia.
Yes, that guy. That's what I felt like. I was even dressed as a Saudi Arabian prince for 2 days for no reason at all. I just did it. It's great. And you're right down the road from your own house. So you just go home, see your normal stuff.
Oh, I forgot something.
Yeah, you go get some clothes, drop off some laundry, get back into it.
We're
it's
low
amazing.
On beer.
Do they make the little towel animals like on a cruise or no?
They fold my robe. They folded my robe into some interesting things. But it's basically like, look here. This isn't a – you're not on a Royal Caribbean gimmick house. You don't need a swinging monkey towel when you come back to your room to let us know we care. Room service, it's just amazing. It's something different about Postmates and room service, and I don't know what it is. But it is different. And living in a hotel house – for a full week, I literally felt like I was gone for about a month. I rode my bike. I started getting up like 40, 50 miles a day. I had nothing to do. It was amazing. Just get up, ride. I rode here for no reason, hung out with Larry, and I'm like, he's everything I never want to be. And then I rode back to the hotel. It was great. Just felt good about everything. It was fun. And then I had the weirdest moment ever. I went to the bank on Friday, and I don't know why this stuff happens to me, but it happens to me. So I go to the bank, and I'm standing. I open the door. And this elderly African-American gentleman, we do that little, like, who's going first thing? And I just open it. I'm like, go right ahead. And he goes, thank you very much, son. And then I feel this hand on my shoulder as I'm walking in. Excuse me. And I turn and he goes, do you play chess? I'm like, nope. And I turn and he goes, I'll be right back. I'm like, well, that's weird.
Oh, no.
And he goes into his car. I go in line at the bank and I'm standing there. And he comes back in with this full piece of paper folded all up and hands it to me. And he goes, I'm running a chess championship in 2 weeks, and I would like you to come on down. And I'm like, and he goes, my name's King Leon. I'm like, all right. I'm like, well, I don't play chess, like I said when you asked, but okay. And he goes, it's at the IHOP. And I'm like, well, and then I'm going for sure. So he's running some chess championship at the IHOP, and clearly he's just picking people who don't play chess to beat.
Nazis.
Yeah, it's like converting. Me, yeah, it's like me going down to an elementary school going, how many of you kids want to play a little one-on-one with a grown man? It's like, I play chess. Do you? No. Follow me to chess hell. I'm not even going to teach you. He can just beat people at the IHOP all day and then calls himself King Leon. So I got half of mine to kind of learn chess and go down there and whip his ass in a couple of weeks. I got 2 weeks to train. How hard can chess? I think I can. Just to, you know, it was insulting. It's an insulting thing to do to wander up to somebody and go, what don't you do? I'm running a championship in that and I want you to play. I'm like, wow.
It's played at the International House.
Right, it's an international contest. We have people from all over the world. Blueberry pancakes, French pancakes. And the IHOP's like, sure, you can run your chess championship here. I don't know how you even arrange that. It's just been nothing but questions since I left that bank of how do you get into this? You just knock on the IHOP's door and say,
you're a target. You were the prime target.
I opened the door for him and answered his question properly. Do you play chess? No, I do not. Perfect. Let's get some chess going. Well, I don't play. Do you mountain bike? Nope. Would you like to race biking? I don't have a bike. Perfect. Perfect. I'll kill this guy and then call myself the champion. But It was weird. It was very nice. He was a very nice man, but I don't get it. I don't understand.
About experiences, John.
Strange. It is, I guess. And heading down to the
IHOP. Try something different.
I got to go see how this thing unfolds because I want to see. I hope he talks trash and he does, like, he sweeps tables after he beats you and stuff. I told you I don't even play. Checkmate. Ah, get the hell out of here, loser.
Bow down to King Leon.
King Leon, you are beating people who don't know how to play. That's because I'm King Leon, the champion of chess, mother. All right.
That's a way to build confidence.
It really is. It's wise.
Yeah, yeah.
So long as you can kind of suspend or disconnect from reality, just enough to recognize you're beating people who don't know what they're doing.
King Leon took me out in 4 moves.
Excuse me, sir. Let me wheel you over here for a second. Would you like to be in a foot race with me?
Well, I have no legs.
Yes.
Here's a flyer.
I'm King Leon. Here's a flyer. When you come down, I'm running a little relay race with some folks down there at the IHOP. Thought maybe you'd be a perfect victim.
He goes to the Special Olympics, just kicks right. Everybody's ass.
Out the way, retards. Here comes King Leon. Checkmate. 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 It's a relay race, Leon. I've never lost anything I've ever tried. Do you play tennis? I do not. Here's a racket of sorts. What's a stick? I'm going to play you now.
King Leon, why are you picking all your opponents?
He literally cherry picks people who say no to the thing he wants to play and then defeats them and crowns himself. But I have got to go to this
chess
title.
That's the way you run tournaments, man.
First off, I know it can't be that. It's the IHOP. I mean, I've never seen tonight, international chess champion, Garry Kasparov, at the IHOP. What? I don't know that's a. Anyway, so I got to go down there and see this thing before. So that's the one thing I walked away from the whole vacation. All the staring at walls and baseball that was on. So I just stared at stuff and did nothing. Just the one thing I want out of this, the IHOP chess championships that are clearly international. Just to see if anybody
else.
That'll
be a nice mix of people.
Will anybody else like me show up? People who don't play chess. I don't know. We'll see. All you can do is
might hope. Pull into the parking lot out of curiosity, look in. I'm not going in.
I'm going in. Look at all those chess champions. Children and blind people and me.
Parents outside.
Yeah, and all I did was hold a door for somebody. That's it. And the next thing you know, I'm qualified for a chess championship. I don't even understand. And then I ran into Brady's buddy Tom Brenneman. I was at a Mexican wedding Saturday. Have you ever been to a full-on Mexican wedding? Oh, my God. You haven't lived. You know how I always bitch about going to weddings?
Is there not full-on Mexican weddings?
I DJ'd one back in the day.
Oh, my God.
They had to give me the music, and I played it. I had no idea what I was playing.
The matcha or whatever the hell's going on there? I don't know. It's like my JD.
Accordions, lasers, yeah, Jesse, dancing.
Jesse and Anissa got married, and JD is Jesse, and he comes to me and he goes, you got to stay for the matcha dance. You can't screw this up. And I'm like, trust me, it's dancing. I can make a mockery of that. Oh, no, you can't. And so I'm like, all of a sudden, and they had this live band. Before I get to that, the live band, A, spectacular, B, horns, all the
giant guitar.
Oh, no giant guitar, though.
Oh.
But a dude straight out of the strawberry fields playing the accordion. And I mean, he didn't dress up. He didn't take his hat off. He was picking strawberries all day long. There's no question in my mind. He was in the full uniform of it.
Dirt hands.
I think they hired him at the Home Depot. It's like, trabajo, accordion, trabajo. Sí, andoy. And he just played, and he stood there in his work clothes. There was no effort.
Rocking it out.
And just crushed the accordion. So the music's amazing.
How was the spread? I'm sure Brady's going to ask.
I skipped the dinner.
No tamales or nothing for you?
Catholic wedding. So JD told me the week before it's a Catholic wedding. I'm like, I will not be attending that portion. A, I don't believe in it. B, you're all insane to want to do 2.5 hours of a wedding. That's dumb. And then so the dinner was at a certain time. And then the reception was 7. It was out at the wigwam. It was amazing. I mean, their whole deal. The spread was gorgeous. What they put together was unbelievable. It was a beautiful wedding. And so I called my buddy John Sharpneck, who's the other white guy that was going to go to this thing. And I'm like, what? And so we kind of paired
up, team up
as the whites. We had our white table. We did. We had a whole white table.
Awkward.
We had Alex, who used to work here, was there. And it's kind of how I know all these people anyways, because her old boyfriend used to work with these guys. They were all Steeler fans. It all comes together. So we're at the Mexican wedding, the horns get going like crazy. Everything's nuts. And I'm like, this is unbelievable. I mean, everybody's just nuts. And so, and it was fun.
And I never have fun at weddings. But Tom Brenneman's at the wigwam, too. And somebody goes, hey, did you see Tom Brenneman?
His favorite resort.
Yeah. So I'm like, no kidding. So I text Brady. I'm like, hey, Brenneman's down here. And I didn't know Studley was with him, too. So I get a call from Brenneman's buddy, Scott, and say, come on down. I wander in. Tom's in this private meeting room. He's not with the unwashed, by the way. He won't hang with the people.
Right.
And I walk in. He's got his whole Fox meeting crew sitting in there, and I just walk him. Boy, oh boy, look what the cat dragged into the wigwam. And then you hear him just go, oh, geez, old Pete, because he recognized immediately it's going to be just trouble the whole time through. Hang out with him for like an hour. And I'm like, you got to come down to this Mexican wedding. And Tom Brenneman, to his credit, goes, not for me. And I'm like, really? He goes, no, sir. And I'm like, well, you're dressed fine. You're in your Ohio State jumper. I said, there's a guy up there in strawberry picking clothes. You'll be fine. I'm not going in there.
A wedding with Brenneman.
That's what I wanted to do. Just have him go, ay Dios mio. Unbelievable. What's going on in here? Build that wall. So we're goofing around in there for a little. I couldn't get him to crack. He would not come to the Mexican wedding. And
did,
then
did Spielman pop in?
Spielman was not there. The whole crew was there. And then so they made me do, like, make fun of Tom for a little while in front of him.
You just sat in on their meeting?
Yeah,
and made
just
fun
sat
of
there. Oh, the spread there
finally,
was amazing.
Finally, someone can say stuff at Tom.
Yeah.
You can laugh at it.
And I was just sitting there. I was making fun of him. On the last day of the year, I got to watch my dad's last broadcast, and they bring in Lorenzen, and this guy hasn't gotten anybody out for 14 months.
Oh, he's telling the truth, huh?
I'm telling. That's me talking.
Oh, you're talking. Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, that doesn't sound like he would say
unbelievable. That. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
He was up Phoenix's ass yesterday, man.
Yeah.
Larry Legend. Oh, my God.
You can't be in a room for 5 seconds. And I challenge anybody out there to try this. In a room with the great Larry Fitzgerald. 5 seconds in that room, if you're not a wreck, you're not alive.
What?
He took over Tebow's role.
Did he?
I get top five. He's top five.
2 minutes with Larry Fitzgerald, and you're not only a better person, you're three genders. You figured out how to be every type of person there is. He's the greatest human being that's ever walked.
Everybody he talked about was the greatest.
The
he talked about the Atlanta Falcons beat reporter.
Yeah. Yeah. He loves things. He's just a happy guy.
One of the greatest people I have ever met, a great friend.
I liked it because it's like the camera guys knew I was watching that part. Larry Fitzgerald, there he is, looking at him in all his glory. I'm hard as a rock, talking about him, looking at him, look at him. And he doesn't go out. He's not flashy. He's not one of those type of players. He's just I'm not taking it away from anybody else, you know. But he's just one of those guys. And then the cameraman's like, and puts it on Julio Jones. And there's another one. There's another one just like him. I mean, he's not, you know, maybe there's three or four guys in the whole league. You're not unique. And there's another one right there, Kyler Murray.
He'll do the Cowboys game next week, and it'll be Ezekiel Elliott.
Well, Elliott is an Ohio State alum. The Ohio State. Don't get it mixed up, buddy. No, he was great. He was so much fun. And we goofed around and ate and watched college football for a little while, and I tried to get him to go to that Mexican wedding, but I don't like being in a room with that many of them. I'm like, I'm with you, Tom.
It's a Columbus thing.
Yeah, it's Ohio. I grew up near Upper Arlington. Never seen a Mexican, let alone a gaggle of them. Like that room provides us. No, he was great. He was fun, and he was super nice, and I'm giving him more guff because he got a flight at 7 in the morning. Entertain me on my drive-in. You got it, Tom.
You didn't go
hang,
Brady?
Crazy turnaround.
Yeah.
That's at the wigwam.
Yeah, too far for you?
Yeah, he even said that. Does Boog still live in town? Like, nope, Gilbert. So he's not even going to come close to getting out here. Was he invited to the Mexican wedding? No.
He thinks you two are just together all the time.
What the hell? I figured you'd be in tow with that anchor everywhere. No. So Boogs is where? Like, just south of Tucson? No, a little bit east Albuquerque. I got it.
Every time I did an event last night, a bar party, and I'm like, where's John at?
I think we're just like, hanging together.
We're not all together all the time.
He's in the car. Oh, geez, I forgot. That's what you say. Oh, God, I forgot I left him in the car. I'll be right back.
Windows are cracked.
He's going to die out there. So anyway, yeah, vacation was a lot of fun. We had a good time. So we'll do a little recap, make sure that Toledo's Man.
I keep wondering if he'll return. Like, one of these days
he's not going to.
What happened to Toledo?
One of these days.
This was the best trip. Come on now. This was the safest we've been.
One of these days you're not coming back. It's a guarantee that one of these days your terrible decisions on vacations will bite you square in the ass. My IHOP chess championships are less seedy and weird than every vacation you've ever been on. Yeah.
Not possible.
Possible. Plausible. Factual. We got that Camaro to give away in a couple hours. We're going to give you the chance to text in as we do that live. We started it last week while we weren't here. Have no idea how it went. Assume it went well.
It did.
As people want that Camaro, we're going to give you those text words, keep you up on that, and get this thing back in shape. Give us a wake-up song, and we'll start this day off proper. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
It's out of control now.